Bicycle riders in Marin and Sonoma counties were key supporters of Measure Q to get the Smart Train project and the tax to fund it approved back in 2008. But right now, they are vocally unhappy about SMART's progress on the public multi-use trail that is to be built alongside the tracks. The flashpoint, says Alicia O'Loughlin, the policy and planning director for the Marin County Bicycle Coalition, came last year when SMART dropped the pathway from a key section of the line between San Rafael and Larkspur, when those plans were submitted for environmental review.
The rail project, as proposed, would in fact preclude the future construction of the pathway through one portion of that segment because the building envelope there is very narrow. And it's going to be virtually impossible for SMART to come in later and try to build the pathway next to an operating rail line.
The Marin Coalition has launched both an online petition drive and a direct lobbying campaign for its members to push for that. But Windsor Town Council member Deb Fudge, a SMART board member, says it's really not an option.
Three federal agencies have told us that they won't give us environmental clearance for a path directly adjacent to the rail line. So there isn't enough clearance on SMART's right-of-way, and there's some wetland and water and ditch issues there. So SMART is working very closely with the city of San Rafael and other agencies to figure out where the path would go.
That, says O'Loughlin, is long overdue.
There is a study that's currently underway looking at not only SMART's right-of-way through that area, but also at private property, the city of San Rafael, and state right-of-way, trying to explore all options and possibilities of getting the pathway through there, which is what the bicycle and pedestrian community has been asking for a couple years now.
But that's not the only source of dissatisfaction, says Gary Helfrich, executive director of the Sonoma County Bicycle Coalition.
We have not been happy for quite a while. What happened in Marin was kind of, okay, now you've crossed a line in the sand, and we really have to come out and publicly question if SMART is committed beyond just mere lip service to actually ever completing the trail.
So far, Helfrich says, the portions of the pathway that have been built were done by regional parks, Caltrans, or other outside partner agencies, not by SMART and not with funds from Measure Q. Fudge answers that's a result of concerted efforts to stretch SMART's money as far as it will go.
SMART has multiple pots of money. Measure Q is part of the money that we have for funding for the train and path, and we have state money and federal money and grants, and they know fully well that we're using different pots of money for different pieces of the path and train, and we're leveraging the money as wisely as possible to get both done as quickly as possible.
And, she adds, there are practical reasons why the rail work has to be done first.
You can't build a path without the rail. The path gets chewed up, so the path has to follow the rail for construction reasons and for safety reasons.
Still, there are lingering questions, which Helfrich suggests could be cleared up if SMART would share more detailed information in a public forum.
What I would love to see is for SMART to do a public workshop on the trail and do it at a time that's accessible to most people. And do it in English and Spanish, same way that we do any of our other big planning efforts. Things have changed, and it would be great to hear officially, in public, what's going on with the trail.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.